Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, Texas, on Saturday, March the 9th. You know, we woke up this morning with lots and lots of rain. I mean, it had the feeling that it was going to be a rainy day and one of those days where it just doesn't stop raining. But then by 11 o'clock, it changed. It became very sunny. And now it's just a beautiful afternoon, beautiful evening. It has the feeling of a spring day, if you know what I mean. So just a great, great afternoon here in beautiful North Texas. I mean, just absolutely, absolutely gorgeous. Well, today we're going to talk about a post that I have coming out Sunday morning called Pelosi's Triple Nightmare. And I'm talking, about these three ladies in the Congress who I think are going to make her life as a speaker unbearable. I mean, just absolutely nightmarish. So we'll talk about that. We're also going to talk about a couple of other points related to the border that are not getting a lot of attention. The cost, as well as the whole question of illegal immigrations and legal immigrants. I mean, I just think that there is a disregard for the people who came here legally. And I just think the politicians, particularly the Democrats, are making a big mistake disregarding those people who came here legally and who respected the law. But I want to begin with a story that I guess broke here in the last day or so, and that is that the House of Representatives voted pretty much along party lines, voted to basically allow or not to criticize communities that allow illegal immigrants to vote in local elections, like school board elections or city council elections or some, you know, elections strictly of a local nature. First of all, I'm not even sure if that's constitutional, how someone can vote who has no legal standing in the United States because they're not here legally. So I'm not even sure if that's even legal, and I suppose that will be challenged some point. At the same time, I mean, it bears repeating that this is not going to get anywhere in the U.S. Senate. So this is pretty much of a worthless vote. It is just another effort for the party to pander, if you will, to the left wing, just like the presidential candidates are pandering to the left wing. But for me, the most interesting thing about this vote is that only six Democrats voted no. And that is remarkable because we've been told about these moderates, you know, these 20 or 25 moderates who were elected in these, you know, marginal districts where they won by 1 point. And all of that is true, by the way. These were all close elections where they just got in 2018. And you would think that this would be an opportunity for many of these so-called moderates to take a little distance here from the craziness going on in the Democrat Party, but only six of them voted no. So that means there's about 15 or 20 that voted yes, and I don't know how they're going to explain that in 2020 when they go back to these districts and say in these districts, yes, I voted with Nancy Pelosi on this, rather than, you know, with respect to the rule of law. So it is really a remarkable thing, you know. And I have as I mentioned in a tweet this morning, you know, what happened to the moderates? Where are the moderates in this party? Well, they were not around when they voted for this piece of legislation. Again, I repeat, it's not going to get anywhere. It's going to die in the Senate. It'll never even get a vote in the Senate, and this will just be another one of these worthless resolutions or votes in the House that never gets anywhere. And that's one of the reasons, I suppose, that so many of them voted for it, because they knew it was never going to be debated beyond the House. But I guarantee you that there are going to be some Republicans running for these seats running for these seats in 2020 who are going to be bringing this up, and they're going to be reminding many of these so-called moderates, you know, what happened to you? You voted with Nancy Pelosi on this, and I'm sure they're going to get reminded of it. Well, speaking of Speaker Pelosi, she has what I would like to describe a triple nightmare to deal with. And the triple nightmare are basically these three lady members of Congress, the young woman in the Bronx, New York, the lady up in Michigan. This is the lady well known to all of us for her remark, we're going to impeach the mother, you know what. And then, of course, the lady in Minnesota who has been in the news quite a bit here lately over the last week because of her anti-Semitic attitudes, because of what she said about members of Congress who support Israel, questioning their patriotism, questioning their loyalty, almost like saying, you know, gee, you know, you need to put the United States over Israel. And this, of course, has created a lot of controversy in the Democrat Party. Her latest remark, though, is even, I think, equally shocking, if not more. She's attacking President Obama. She's saying that President Obama, that hope and change was just a big farce, that Obama was just a pretty face, and that's how he got away with murder. That's her words, not mine. And she's talking about how President Obama is no different than President Trump, that he had kids in cages down in the U.S.-Mexico border and so on. So it's a tough attack on President Obama. Now, she decided, as she always does this, by the way, this lady up in Minnesota, she always does this. She starts to backtrack. But the problem is that what she said is recorded. I mean, the audio clearly shows what she said, and she's backtracking a little bit. I suppose she's catching a lot of heat from Democrats as well again. But again, I go back to my earlier point that this is a real nightmare for Speaker Pelosi because these three ladies are not really liberal Democrats. You know, if they were liberal Democrats, if they were traditional liberal Democrats, then Speaker Pelosi could discipline them, could bring him into the office and say, come on, ladies, I need you to tone it down. You're embarrassing us here in the Congress and so on. But these three ladies have absolutely no loyalty whatsoever to Nancy Pelosi. And I would even question whether they have any loyalty to the Democrat Party because, again, they come from political corners, extreme left-wing political corners. Now, the lady up in Minnesota, I'm not even sure what corner she's coming from because she's a real radical. I mean, that lady up there is pretty radical. Maybe radical person, to say the least. But the bottom line is that these are not traditional Democrats, so they don't react to the same kind of discipline that a speaker would use with members of the House. And I just don't think this is going to get any better for Nancy Pelosi. In fact, I think it's going to get worse. And the more that the Democrats keep going down these, you know, these crazy left-wing ideas, you know, whether it's Medicare for all, whether it's the Green Deal, whether it's abolishing ICE, whether it's letting illegals vote in local elections. I mean, the more they keep going off on these left-wing tangents, the less or the more difficult it's going to be for Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats to get anything done in the House. They're not going to be able to pass any legislation because they have to please the left wing to such an extent that they're not going to be able to pass any legislation that will get anywhere in the U.S. Senate. So I just think, you know, as I mentioned in my article, this is Nancy Pelosi's triple nightmare, and it's just going to get worse. I don't see this improving one bit. I think this is going to get worse, and then you got to look ahead at 2020 when the Democrats have to defend basically 18 seats. I mean, all the Republicans have to do in 2020 is pick up 20 seats in the House. They don't have to really pick up, you know, 40 or 35 or 40 or 50 as they've done in the past to pick up the House. No, they just got to pick up 20. They pick up 20 seats and they've got the House back. And again, when you consider that it's a presidential election, that it's going to be national issues, I think the Democrats need to start thinking very seriously about what they're doing to themselves with all this crazy stuff. I mean, this left-wing madness that we're seeing in the Democrat Party exhibited by these three ladies from the Bronx, New York, from Michigan, and from Minnesota, I think these three ladies could actually cost them the House because they're just going crazy. I mean, some of the stuff they're doing, it's just absolutely madness. I just don't know how else to say it. We're going to take a little break. We'll be right back. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, Texas. Just a quick plug here from my friend Carlos Gevis. We have a link to his schedule and to his music on the show information. He plays around Dallas, does a great job. And so if you're going out to dinner one time this week or the next, check out his schedule and see where he's playing around town. We say happy number 60 to one of the great institutions, the Barbie doll. It was on this day in 1960, March the 9th, 1959, that the first Barbie doll appeared on in the United States. It became, of course, one of the biggest marketing stories and business stories of the 20th century. And, you know, the doll developed over the years, and I know my little sister had one, and just a great business story as well as just a great marketing story. So happy 60 to Barbie. And one thing about Barbie, she just doesn't change. I mean, for a 60-year-old lady, she looks as beautiful as she did when she was just a pretty teenager. So happy birthday, Barbie. I also say happy number 77 to one of my all-time favorite baseball players, Bert Campanaris, who should be in the Hall of Fame. I think this is one of those guys whose career was probably good enough to get in. If you look at the whole package, if you look at the numbers, maybe not. But you have to look at Bert Campanaris in terms of the whole package and what he meant to to the Oakland A's, you know, who won those World Series back in the 1970s. So happy number 77 to Bert Campanaris, who was born in Cuba. He was born in Cuba, one of the great Cuban players of all time. Well, I mentioned that there is a crisis on the border. I mean, the people who keep denying that should go to the internet and hear President Obama say that there was a crisis on the border. I mean, there's lots of videos of President Obama and other Democrats talking about the crisis on the border and the problem on the border. Well, there's a couple of issues related to the border that just don't get enough attention in my book. We focus so much on, you know, people rushing in, the violence, obviously what's happening in Mexico, the violence in Mexico. We focus so much on that, and those are all very important angles of the story. But there's a couple of others that I don't think we're paying enough attention to. The first one is the cost of all of this madness on the border. I mean, you got people coming in, you got to put them in hospitals, you got to put them in clinics, you got to put them in rooms, you got to build all these shelters, and the numbers are growing. And of course, there's also the same thing happening on the other side of Mexico, but at least on our side of the fence, you know, we're paying for it up here. And this money, of course, is coming from taxpayers. And nobody's talking too much about this, but I wrote a post that came out Friday morning talking about this. We're talking about millions of dollars, it may be billions of dollars, that this is all costing American taxpayers. And nobody seems to be talking about that. The other issue, which is, I think, just as important, but nobody talks about it too much, is what all of this, what kind of a message, I should put it this way, what kind of a message are we sending to the legal immigrant, the people who came to the country legally, the people who played by the rules, the people who waited their turn, the people in line right now to come in? You know, I saw this story in Newsweek. They estimate that there's 5 million people in line to come legally to the United States. 5 million people who are on a list to come legally into the United States. They're waiting whatever turn they're waiting. Well, these people have families in the United States who are separated from them. Nobody ever talks about that. Nobody talks about the impact of this madness on the border and the illegal immigration, the impact that this has on people like me and my family who came to the country legally. Well, I don't like it. I don't like it. I can certainly understand why people want to come over. I'm not knocking people who want to come over. I can certainly understand why they do. But I also think there has to be respect for those of us who did it legally. And I don't, you know, again, that's the part missing out of this whole debate. When are we going to think about the people who came here legally, the people who respected the law, who waited their turn to come in? I think we need to talk more about those because we're sending them the wrong message. When we preach open borders, I mean, it's just not fair, to say the least. Well, thank you for listening. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas from beautiful North Texas, and we'll talk to you later. Good night, everybody.